It's been 2 years since the start of the war crimes trial of former Serbian leader Slobodan Milosevic in The Hague, and now the resignation of the presiding judge has plunged the proceedings into uncertainty. The proceedings had already been repeatedly delayed because of Milosevic's ill health. Now Judge Richard May of Britain says he'll step down May 31st because of his own health problems. As NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports, Judge May's resignation comes as the prosecution rests its case.
Over nearly 300 days of hearings, one of the major highlights of the trial was the battle of wills between the presiding judge and the defendant, who refuses to recognize the court's legitimacy. As Milosevic tried to use the trial as a political platform, Judge May would order the defendant's microphone switched off. According to the rules of procedures of the tribunal, the court can either order a new trial or that the proceedings continue with a newly appointed presiding judge. In the latter case, the defendant must give his consent. If Milosevic were to object, the judges could overrule him. He would still then have a right to appeal. However, Jean-Daniel Rouch, the special political advisor to the tribunal prosecutor, does not believe the judge's resignation will disrupt the trial.
It should be very much possible to proceed. Maybe there will be a little bit of delay, but not so significant in comparison with the length of the trial.
One of Milosevic's legal advisors has suggested that the defendant has the right to ask for the proceedings to start all over again. But thus far, Milosevic has not recognized the tribunal as legitimate, and any initiative on his part would be a radical shift in his courtroom strategy. However, the appointment of a new presiding judge who would have to come up to speed on this huge case also raises an issue of fairness. With no jury, the entire weight of the trial falls on three judges. Some analysts say if the new judge were to rely too much on the others, he would risk being perceived as insufficiently independent. Even before Judge May resigned, the issue of the trial's length had weighed on the proceedings. Several observers point out that the first war crimes trial at Nuremberg against 19 Nazi officials lasted only 3 months. If all goes according to plan and Milosevic's own poor health does not further obstruct the trial, a verdict is not expected for another 2 years. Judith Armata of the Coalition for International Justice has been monitoring the trial since day one.
It is problematic. It's problematic for an accused to be able to answer charges over a long period of time. He's got to remember all the evidence and that sort of thing.
Armata says that also for the public to have a coherent understanding of the proceedings, the trial needed to be shorter.
The judges, it's going to be a challenge for them to look at all the evidence and make decisions. It will take them quite a while, I think, to do that.
When it opened on February 12, 2002, the trial was touted as the most important war crimes trial since Nuremberg. Slobodan Milosevic faces 6 counts of crimes against humanity and genocide in the Balkan Wars of the 90s. The prosecution has brought nearly 300 witnesses to the stand and submitted 30,000 pages of documentation in an effort to show that Milosevic led a criminal conspiracy to create an ethnically pure Greater Serbia. Ljubica Gojcic, correspondent of B92, the Serbian independent TV network, has covered the entire trial.
The prosecutor managed to show that horrible crimes happened and managed to prove that Milosevic's fingerprints are all over the region, that Milosevic, being the president of Serbia and the services under his command, were this way or another involved in what was going on all over the region.
But Judith Armata says the prosecution has not proven the gravest charge of all against Milosevic.
From what we've seen publicly, it doesn't appear that they have proven at this point the genocide charge itself. For genocide to be found, the court has to find that would have to find that Milosevic had the intent to destroy the Bosnian Muslims in whole or in part.
The court schedule now gives Milosevic 3 months to prepare for his defense. He has already made it known that he would like to call as his witnesses top world leaders, including former President Bill Clinton, with whom he negotiated the Dayton peace plan that ended the war in Bosnia. Sylvia Pojoli, NPR News, The Hague.